10:52, I'll say it again. If you don't watch The Americans, you should really be watching The Americans. Powerful drama about Soviet agents living in the Washington, D.C. area as husband and wife, parents. Last night's was... dark isn't the right word, but the episodes seemingly have been getting darker. Here's all I'll say about it. It creates that conundrum for the viewer where the bad guy is the hero, like Dexter or Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid or Sons of Anarchy or Breaking Bad. Well, it's getting harder and harder to root for them and just more and more seeing them as the bad guys. It's really very powerful stuff. In recent days, including yesterday, I've talked a lot about the energy debate. And obviously part of that was the decision by the administration, entirely political, to put off a decision on the Keystone XL pipeline, which would carry oil from Canada to the Gulf of Mexico, straight through the heart of the United States. I didn't get to this yesterday. Wall Street Journal had a piece. I won't read much of it, just enough to give you the idea, because there's a bigger issue here that goes beyond Keystone. Republicans are denouncing President Obama's latest delay on the Keystone XL pipeline, 6 long years after it was proposed. But for cold political fury, they have nothing on Terry O'Sullivan, who runs the Laborers Union International, Laborers International Union, that represents a 500,000 construction workers. This is once again politics at its worst, Mr. O'Sullivan said in a public statement that deserves to be quoted at length. In another gutless move, the administration is delaying a finding on whether the pipeline is in the national interest based on months-old litigation in Nebraska regarding a state-level challenge to a state process and which has nothing to do with the national interest. They waited until Good Friday, believing no one would be paying attention. The only surprise is they didn't wait till dark of night to do it. It's not the oil that's dirty, it's the politics. Once again, the administration is making a political calculation instead of doing what is right for the country. This is certainly no example of profiles in courage. It's clear the administration needs to grow a set of antlers or perhaps take a lesson from Popeye and eat some spinach. This is another low blow to the working men and women of our country for whom the Keystone XL pipeline is a lifeline to good jobs and energy security. Then they go on. Mr. O'Sullivan may feel especially bitter because he and the laborers twice endorsed Mr. Obama for president, calling him a leader who will fight to create jobs. But he shouldn't be surprised now, given that Mr. Obama was doing the Keystone delay dodge routine throughout 2012. Union leaders whose members work in the private economy, not the government, should know by now that if they want Keystone approved, they will need a Republican Senate. So this is another liberal union that feels betrayed by President Obama, by Democrats, because they are delaying something that would create good-paying union trade union jobs. When will they ever learn? Apparently the answer, never. The same thing happened when Democrats tried to stop the Gogebic Taconite mine and had the votes to do it two sessions ago. Remember those unions issued this statement that can't believe they turned their backs on the blue-collar, hard-working, skilled labor by not giving us the opportunity for this mine. And I said it at the time. I said, because you're stooges. You're Charlie Brown with the football, Lucy with the football, falling for it again. They will forever fall for it. Now, someone has to hold Terry O'Sullivan, president of the Laborers International Union of North America, accountable. All right, you send out the scathing statement calling the president gutless. You say Democrats are turning their backs on good, skilled labor union jobs. Are you going to learn your lesson? As the Wall Street Journal points out, they should know by now that if they want Keystone approved, they will need a Republican Senate. So, are you going to work toward that end, Mr. O'Sullivan? Or is this just letting off steam, but at the end, you will continue to give a big smoochie to liberals and support them? Because you still are misguided in believing they give a rat's butt about you. They don't. They don't. Let me say it again. They don't. They care much more about the environmental left than they do you. And if you want good-paying union jobs to be created, it's Republicans who don't live in this fantasy world that we can never dig into the earth or move oil through a pipeline. That's the reality. And you have to wake up and smell reality. I said the same thing about the unions who bleeped and moaned when Democrats in Wisconsin turned their back on them in the Gugebic Taconite. Okay, they sit there and whine about it, but given the opportunity, are they going to do something about it? The answer really is no. And O'Sullivan can bleep and moan all he wants. The reality is they're going to continue to vote against their own self-interest because they will continue again to buy the lip service of Democrats. Oh, yeah, we care about your jobs. We really do. We'll just do everything we can to keep them from happening, but we still care about you. So he can go ahead and blow off steam, but are they ever going to learn that the party that will create good-paying, high-skilled labor and often union jobs are Republicans who put the economy before environmental fantasies? When will they ever learn that? If there is any good-paying jobs to be had in the energy sector, you sure as hell aren't going to get them from the left, because the left's goal right now is to put an end to the use of fossil fuels. And they sure as hell aren't going to worry about a bitching and moaning union in that quest. And if Gugebic Taconite, Wisconsin didn't teach you that, and if Keystone Pipeline didn't teach you that, nothing will. 10:58, 8 minutes to Rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
The Jerry Bader Show.